And starting from last Tuesday, our Bible reading schedule is at First Chronicles.
我们这一次的灵会传道也用几个主题把历代之上的内容大概介绍过一次。And
during this past ESC, Preacher Ye also mentioned some topics from the book of First Chronicles.
所以我们历代之上的概论就小弟就略过不谈。
And so I will skip over the overview of First Chronicles.
那今天这个聚会，我们一起来谈一谈，从第一章到第九章这一连串各种家谱所带给我们的意义。So
in this service, we'd like to talk about the genealogies mentioned in from chapter 1 to chapter 9 of First Chronicles and the meanings it brings.
那这 在整本旧新旧约圣经里面，有几个地方的经文被称作枯燥的经文，就是你看了会打瞌睡的。And
so there are a few passages in the Old Testament that would make us fall asleep when we read them.
所以有人说，如果睡不着觉，就读这几段经文，就保证好睡。And
so some people say if you are not able to fall asleep, you can just read these certain passages.
对，出埃及记25章以后，那记载会幕的。 这些物件怎么做，那一段有人读得很痛苦。And
some people find it a struggle to read Exodus chapter 25.
因为从25章开始都在讲会幕里面这个神所要求的要每一个物品要怎么做，然后尺寸。And
starting from chapter 25 of Exodus, it talks about the instructions on the tools in the covenant.
接下去就是立位记从第一章到第九章有关于献祭的事情。
And then it also in Leviticus when it talks about the offerings.
这是为什么我们如果圣经从创世纪这样逐卷读到出埃及记、立位记，读不出去，就读不下去了。
So we find it difficult when we start reading from Genesis and we are unable to read past the book of Leviticus.
因为连续大概有将近20章的内容，我们读起来会觉得很枯燥。
Because there are about 25 sections where we may find it a difficult read.
好不容易读完了立位记。
And if we're able to read Leviticus,
那进入民数记的时候,
when we enter into the book of Numbers,
接下去又开始数算百姓，就开始又谁是谁的儿子，又这个到底多少人？ 从第一章到第三章又是很枯燥。
Starting from Numbers chapter 1 to chapter 3, it talks about the census and it may seem dry.
然后等到读到民数记第七章，那就痛苦了。
And it may even become more difficult when we reach chapter 7 of Numbers.
很长，而且是同样东西重复12次。
And it is very long in length, and it repeats itself.
好，那就继续读到26章。
And we continue reading to Numbers chapter 26.
又是一连串的人名跟数字。
And it, again, it talks about the census of Israel.
到了第33章。
And to chapter 33.
一连串的地名，不知道是到底是在哪里。
And it talks about the many locations that the Israelites went through.
读到这里的时候，大概就放弃了。
And many people give up when they start reading.
所以，纵然摩西五经都读不完。
So we're unable to finish the five books of Moses.
好，那好不容易读到历史，读到了这个约书亚记里面，就比较有趣了一些。
So if we're able to continue on to the history books to Joshua, it may be a little more exciting.
好，历史这样子。 一直看下来就看得下去了。
It's easier for us to read the history.
但是等到看到历史、看到历代之上的时候，
But when we read until First Chronicles,
这一段对很多人来说也很困难。
And many people find this a difficult read.
如果真的是枯燥，应该是这一段真的是枯燥的。
And if this was allowed us to fall asleep, this would be the passage.
因为我们即使发音都不知道怎么发，如果读英文都读不出来。
Because it is even difficult for us to even pronunciate the names in recorded.
连神学生这个在这边长大读英文的都读得很吃力。
Even those people that are born here, they find it difficult pronouncing the names.
一般如果一章圣经读大概5分钟都读过，历代之上的每一章基本上都要读10分钟以上。
If you finish reading a chapter on average 5 minutes, you may this chapter one may take longer.
因为每一个名字都很知道这个是谁啊。
Because we were not familiar with many of these names.
一个家谱接过另外一个家谱，一直来，一直来，这样。
So this is genealogies and many genealogies.
那我们再看这一段家谱的时候。
So when we read the genealogies,
我们要了解神的话 是没有多余的。
We must understand that the words of God is precise.
既然这一段他把那个家谱写得那么详细
，and if he has written these families in such detail,
一定有神要告诉我们的意义。
There must be a purpose behind it.
我们都知道犹太人他们很注重家谱。
So we know that the Jews they place a great emphasis on their families.
因为他们要确定自己是以色列的子孙。
Because they want to assure themselves that they are the Israelites.
他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And they are the descendants of Abraham.
那对我们今天正教会来说
，And so for us in the true church today.
我们在看这一段家谱的时候
，When we read these families and genealogies,
我们会觉得说，我们有需要去了解说，我们也是同样是亚伯拉罕的后裔呢
？And we must understand that we are also descendants of Abraham.
还是只是觉得说啊，这个就是犹太人他们的名字而已
？Or do we think to ourselves these are just the names of the Jews?
但是我们一定要记住
，But we must remember.
今天我们借着主耶稣基督。
And through Jesus Christ,
已经成为亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔。
We are considered the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
神应许给亚伯拉罕所有的福气，我们都有份。
All the blessings that the Lord promised Abraham, we have a part.
所以我们不但需要查考清楚
，So not only do we need to study carefully,
我们更需要把这份家谱继续写下去。
We must continue writing in this genealogy.
因为我们看这一段过去的历史，旧约时代的。
Because if we look at the histories of the Israelites,
他在写的时候，从历代志上第一章第一节开始。
Starting from 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 1.
他从亚当开始。
It starts from Adam.
到第九章结束的时候。
And when it concludes in chapter 9.
是被掳归回的人的名字。
And it mentions the people that returned from the captive.
所以
captivity.
所以你看他们是被掳归回之后，他们现在那些人都要确定自己是跟神的这个约有关系的。
So the people that have returned from captivity want to reassure themselves that they are have a part with the genealogy of God.
他们要先确定自己是在这个亚伯拉罕的后裔当中是有名字的。
They want to make sure that Abraham they are in the descendants they are the descendants of Abraham.
我们今天借着耶稣基督
，So for us today through Jesus Christ,
我们其实在继续看到我们的名字。
So we should continue to see our name in the genealogies.
我们在这里会不会看到？又会不会有我们名字在上面呢？
So do we look and try to find our name?
我们不知道大家有没有在家里面建立这个读经的习惯，每个家庭要有这个读经的习惯。
So I'm not sure if everybody has established a habit of reading the Bible with our families.
小弟姑个人的家庭过去这二十几年，基本上每一天，儿女们跟父母亲都一起读圣经。
So for the past 25 years, I have kept up Bible reading with my family.
几乎每一天都没有中断的。
And we read this daily.
那读圣经就是，即使像这个家谱哦，名字也照样在读了。
And even when we reach these names and genealogies, we continue to read them.
有一次我儿子他还小的时候
，There was one time when my son was
young. 他还只有我忘记几岁了，很小。
He was quite young. I don't remember the age.
读这些家谱，一个名字读一个，因为妈妈就念嘛哈，然后他就在旁边听这样。
And so we read this, and he followed after his mom.
听完之后，他突然问了一个问题。
So after reading this, he suddenly asked a question.
他说：“圣经里面有没有写说，那个伊那个儿子是以是 Jeremiah？”
He mentioned that the Bible doesn't record that Enoch's son is Jeremiah.
因为小弟的英文名字是 Enoch 嘛。
Because my English name is Enoch.
我儿子英文名叫做 Jeremiah.
And my son's name is Jeremiah.
然后他就问他妈妈说：“圣经到底有没有写
？”And so he asked his mom, "How come it's not recorded in the Bible?"
那是这个谁的儿子是这个名字有没有写下去啊？
And how come it's not recorded in the Bible?
那个时候，真的，我们听到这样的话的时候，真的是，真的好笑，但是也真的发人深省的一句话。
And it came as a shock to me.
我们都知道说，那个孩子他的心思有多细腻。
So we know how detailed is the thoughts of a child.
他在读，他在听这个家谱的时候，这个名字的时候
，When he was reading through the genealogy,
他想到的就是说，我名字有没有在这里面呢？
And he thought about if his name was recorded in the genealogy.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们都不是小孩子的。
So a brother and sister sitting here, we are not children.
我们读这份家谱的时候，会不会想到这一份家谱有我的名字呢
？So when we read these genealogies, do we ask ourselves, are we recorded?
这一份家谱有没有我们后代子孙的名字呢
？Do in this genealogy are there are future descendants?
这一份家谱是不是只是历史的一个记录而已呢？
Is it just a recording of history?
还是这份家谱是我们现在每一个人都继续在写的呢
？Or is this a genealogy that all of us are writing on today?
我们今天晚上从这个角度来看看 这份家谱到底有多重要。
So tonight we'll study the, from this perspective and the importance of the genealogy.
首先我们了解历代志上历代志这两本书，它是被掳归回之后所写出来的。
So we must first understand that the First and Second Chronicles is written after they returned from captivity.
它基本上它的写作的对象就是被掳归回的百姓。
And the audience of this, these two books are the Jews that have returned.
我们知道被掳之后他们归回的目标就是要去重建圣殿，重建圣城。
So the purpose of their return is to reestablish the temple and to rebuild the wall.
当时候神特别感动古列王，下令让以色列百姓可以回故乡去。
So God inspired King Cyrus to allow the Israelites to return home.
目的就是要他们重建神的殿。
And the purpose is to rebuild the temple of God.
然后呢，就是要让这些人呢，能够再一次求告他们所敬拜的神。
And for those people to once again cry out to the God whom they worship.
那借着这个众百姓求告神哦，然后得到神的喜悦，神就祝福这个国家。
And so when these Israelites return and praise the Lord, they receive the blessings of God.
所以当时候古列王他是在神的感动底下，在神救恩的计划里面下这道命令的。
So under the movement and under God's salvation plan, God moved the heart of King Cyrus to allow the Israelites to return.
但是他们回来的时候已经七十年过去，他们被掳七十年了。
So after 7 years of their captivity,
当时候很多人他们回来的时候已经人事全非，所有的东西都不一样了。
And so many things have changed once they returned.
但是不管怎么样，他们现在有一个最终目标，就是要重建圣殿。
But despite all this, they had one purpose, and that was to rebuild the temple.
他们不但要做这个硬体建设。
Not only were they rebuilding the physical temple.
其实更重要的是，他们要建立起再一次的建立起这个。祭司的制度，服侍神的这所有的这整套律法里面所记录的原则。
But more importantly, they were to reestablish the priesthood that they had to in worship.
那要重新建立祭司的制度，这个家谱是关键。
And so, in order to reestablish this priesthood, they must understand the importance of the genealogy.
因为如果在家谱上，在这个不是指祭司的系统，怎么可以来圣殿里面来服侍神呢？
Because if they were not in the line of the priest, how were they able to rebuild the temple and serve God?
如果没有这些服侍神的人，圣殿就算盖好了也没有用，空格子。
And even if they rebuild the temple, if they do not know who are the priests, then they will not have anybody to worship.
盖一栋物质的殿容易啊。
It's easy to build a physical temple.
只要有材料。
As long as you have the supplies.
只要大家愿意努力。
As long as you're willing to put forth the effort.
这个硬体就是一天一天造起来，有一天就完成了。
And if you start building this temple, one day it will be complete.
但是这里面要服侍人就不容易了。
But to find the people to worship inside is not easy.
因为这里面的人有神他的一套制度在规范，谁可以，谁不行。
Because there are a set of laws and of who is qualified to worship in the temple.
现在已经七十年过去了。
And after 70 years,
很多人都世上了。
Many people.
都已经四散，都分散各地方了。
They are spread out.
所以现在要重新把这个系统再找回来。
And so in order to rebuild the system,
要把信仰的根找出来之后，才能够确定这个人是可以在圣殿服侍神的。
They must go back to the roots to see if this person is qualified to serve in the temple.
那这一个部分其实是最难的。
And this is the most difficult part.
但是却是最关键的。
But this is also the most important.
这是为什么历代志上他一开头的时候就写这一连串的家谱。
And this is the reason why in First Chronicle it records the genealogy.
这个是占整个历代志上三分之一的篇幅。
And the genealogy stands at 1/3 of the entire book of Chronicles.
因为历代志上就只有二十九章而已。
Because there are 29 chapters in First Chronicles.
前面九章就专门在讲家谱，如果包括第十章的部分，其实等于三分之一在讲家谱。
And so if you from chapter 1 to chapter 10, and this is 1/3 records genealogies.
历代志上的结束是大卫预备材料要建圣殿。
So the end of First Chronicle records David preparing the supplies to rebuild the temple.
我们就看到，你看，要在有圣殿可以敬拜神，这个家谱是起头。
So the genealogies is key to determine who can serve in the temple.
所以我们现在看这个家谱里面所带给我们的意义在哪里
？So let us look at the meaning that the genealogy.
一开始第一章的第一节是说亚当生赛特生以挪士。
So in First Chronicle chapter 1 verse 1 and records.Adam, Seth, and Enosh.
那从以挪士，然后就一直记到挪亚第四节，挪亚，然后生闪、含、雅弗。
And so from Enosh it goes to chapter 4, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
从亚当到挪亚刚好十代。
And there are 10 generations from Adam to Noah.
加上挪亚的三个儿子。
Including the 3 sons of Noah.
那这一段其实就是这个人类的起头。
So here it mentions the origin of man.
那这个亚当到以挪士啊。
Also from Adam to Enosh.
创世纪第四章特别说，当亚当生赛特之后，赛特生以挪士，到以挪士的时候，人才开始懂得求告神的名。
And so it mentions from it was only until Seth begot Enosh, it was then when the people knew how to praise God.
所以这个以挪士接下去记载的这个系统，就是懂得求告神的名的家谱。
And starting from Enosh mentions the genealogy that knows how to call on the name of the Lord.
那从以挪士开始，就要生到挪亚跟他三个儿子。
And so from Enosh, records to chapter 4 of Noah and his three sons.
那这三他们挪亚跟他三个儿子在当时候罪恶的世代里面是敬虔人的后裔。
And so Noah and his three sons were the descendants, righteous descendants of the in an evil generation.
在罪恶，大家心里所想都是恶的时候，只有挪亚他是敬畏神，他与神同行，在神眼中是个义人。
In a world where there is much evil in the hearts of men, only Noah and his three sons, the family of Noah, worship God.
所以在洪水以前，这个就是敬畏神人的系统。
And so this was the line that of people that worship God before the crossing the Red Sea.
然后从第五节开始
，and starting from chapter 5，
这个第五节到23节
，from chapter 5 verse 5 to verse 23，
那这个都是在记载这个挪亚三个儿子的家谱。
It mentions the genealogies of the three sons of Noah.
这三个儿子的名字，他里面所记载，通通把它加起来，一共有70个名字。
So if you count all these names, there's a total of 70 names.
70在圣经里面就是一个完全数。
So 70 is a perfect number in the Bible.
它代表全体的。
And it represents a complete whole.
洪水之后的世代都是由挪亚的儿子生出来的。
Because the generation after the flood is the descendants of Noah.
对，那所以你看这个代表就是整个全人类都是从挪亚三个儿子来的。
And so the people in this world all come from the descendants of Noah's three sons.
然后呢，从24节开始再讲一下闪的后裔，闪的那个，从24节。
So verse 24 mentions the descendants of Shem.
那闪的后裔，他讲到亚伯拉罕。
So
到27节。
So the descendants of Shem mentions Abraham.
从闪生亚法撒到一直到生亚伯拉罕，你看算算也是十代。
So if you look at the generation from Arphaxad to Abraham, there's also a total of 10 generations.
然后你看这个就是这个先祖亚伯拉罕的后代，亚伯拉罕的这个系统。
So here you see the family line of Abraham.
然后从34节以后啊。
And starting from verse 28,
28节以后。
And from 28, verse 28 onwards.
他现在就开始讲亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒跟以斯玛利了。
And it mentions the sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael.
这个是28节到34节。
And this is from verse 28 to verse 34.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒儿子是以扫和以色列。
And in verse 34, Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel.
好，你就现在看到他这个系统，从挪亚现在到亚伯拉罕，从闪到亚伯拉罕，对不起，从闪到亚伯拉罕。
So we see there's another family line from Shem to Abraham.
然后呢，到亚伯拉罕的时候就生出以撒的儿子是以扫，以色列的雅各。
And from Abraham we see that he begot Isaac, and the sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel.
那从35节以后都是讲以扫的后代。
And from verse 35 onward it mentions the records the sons of Esau.
一直到第二章第一节开始。
And all the way to chapter 2 verse 1.
就是以色列的儿子是谁了。
And from then onwards, it mentions the sons of Israel.
所以第一节、第二节都讲以色列的，以色列就是雅各的这十二个儿子。
And so starting from chapter 2, verse 1 mentions the sons of Israel, which is also the sons of Jacob.
那这一段, 我们就看到, 其实从第一章, 从亚伯拉罕以后, 我们就看到, 这个就是先祖的家谱, 先祖的, 就是他们的 forefathers.
So we see the forefathers, the genealogies of the forefather.
因为以色列是, 以色列就是雅各嘛, 就是 以撒的后代，神指定的要承受产业的。
So we see that the sons of Israel were from the generation of Isaac, which is the chosen people of God.
神给亚伯拉罕的应许，给传到以撒，然后传到雅各。
And so the promise that God had made with Abraham passed on from Isaac to Jacob.
我们就看到，其实他这前面第一章这里在讲的家谱，就是从 亚当开始一直这样子延续下来，哎，到以色列出现，到以色列接下来十二个支派了。So
from Adam we see all the way until the genealogies that until the 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Israel.
好，那从第二章开始就把重点放在这个以色列里面犹大支派。第二章专门讲犹大支派的。Verse
chapter two, First Chronicles chapter two, places its emphasis on the sons of Judah.
因为在 他们进入迦南地要去攻占迦南的时候，是由犹大首先去发难去攻打的。Because
when they were entered the land of Canaan, the one that went on before them was Judah.
这是神当时候指定用犹大先上去打。And
God appointed Judah to fight first.
那时候我们如果看四世纪第一章啊，If
we look at
四世纪
Judges,
四世纪第一章。
Judges chapter 1.
那为什么犹大, 他是首先被提出来?
Why is Judah mentioned first?
第一章的第一节,
Judges chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节到第二节,
Judges chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Verse 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, Who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? Two, and the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand.
就看到说神特别指定说犹大先去。So
here we see that God appointed Judah to go first.
好，那时候犹大就请他哥哥西缅跟他一起去。So
Judah asked his brother Simeon to go with him.
好，那所以你看，当时候，这个时候犹大其实他特别是蒙福的。So
we see that Judah was blessed.
因为本来在雅各对他种子的祝福的时候。
Because when his father was blessing the sons,
他已经预言犹大是要出君王的。
He already mentioned that the Judah shall be
犹大支派要出君王，王是从犹大支派来的。
A king shall come from the tribe of Judah.
这个是在历代志上再讲一次的。
And this was mentioned again in First Chronicles.
如果我们看第五章，先跳过去历代志上第五章的第二节。
If we jump to First Chronicles chapter 5,
第五章第二节。
First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's.
这个是君王从犹大支派出，但是以雅各以色列长子名分给归给约瑟。And
here it mentions that from the tribe of Judah will come a ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's.
这是为什么约瑟的子孙他们又占两个支派。So
that is why Joseph, the tribe of Judah, Joseph took over two. Two tribes.
就是在十二支派里面，他们占两份。And
he had two portions within the 12 tribes.
那所以现在这一份家谱里面，他特别强调。其实我们会如果看从头看到尾哈，你会发现他特别重视犹大支派跟利未支派。And
so if you look at the families and we see there's an emphasis on the tribe of Judah.
就是这个族谱本身呢，这个这一段族谱，其实它的重点在强调犹大支派跟利未支派。
And so this genealogy places emphasis on the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Levi.
因为利未支派是神特别显出来要服侍神的。Because
Levi were a tribe that God chose to serve him.
历代志他的重点在强调大卫当王。And
so the first Chronicles emphasis sizes on King David.
所以历代志上他整个历史的重点都在讲。 南朝犹大国的历史，特别重视大卫建圣殿这整个过程。And
so it mentions and places emphasis on the southern kingdom of Judah and how David establishes the kingdom.
然后最后就是结束在哎，准备要盖圣殿了。
And it concludes with preparation of building the temple.
那我们就看到，你看大卫啊，他是合乎神心意，他知道神的意思，所以他就现在在圣殿还没有建完以前，还没有建都还没有建，他就已经把祭司立位人该怎么样服侍神的这个制度把它设好了。
And so David knew the heart of God, and he already established the system in which the priest must serve God.
那这样一个重点，其实在家谱里面已经放进去了。
And this emphasis was actually already placed in the genealogies.
所以有关于立位支派的那个家谱特别长。
And so if we look at the families of Levi, it is very long.
你看这九章里面最长那一章就是第六章。
And so if we look at the in chapter 6, it is the longest. Family.
那到了第三章以后
，So if we read to chapter 3,
第三章的家谱都讲大卫跟所罗门。
嗯 ，It mentions David and Solomon.
第一节到第十六节，他讲大卫的家谱哈，儿子是谁？一个一个接下来。
So verse 1 to
十六到十六节
，verse 1 to 16 mentions the sons of David.
然后从十七节之后，哎，就是这个被掳之后的。这些大卫的子孙呢？
嗯 ，from verse 17 onward records the descendants of David.
那这当中
，return from captivity.
第三章里面特别提到第十七节特别提到这个耶哥尼亚。
But in chapter 3 verse 17 mentions a person named Jeconiah.
好，所以到第十七节耶哥尼亚被掳，他的儿子就是撒拉铁啊，这样。那这个耶哥尼亚其实就是。在历史里面的约雅金王
嗯 so Jeconiah was also he was also known as King Jehoiachin.
那个耶利米先知他曾经这样预言过的。
And so the prophet Jeremiah once prophesied.
我们看一下，请看这一段，请看耶利米书二十二章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书二十二章，有关于这个约雅金呢，
在
这些王里面呢。他的后代被预言的最清楚。
And so King Jehoiakim, his descendants was mentioned really clear.
从二十四节开始。
Starting from verse 24.
来，请读二十四节。二十四节读到三十节。
Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 24.
二十二节，二十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 22.
二十二章。
24. As I live, says the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with a signet on my right hand, yet I would pluck you off. Verse 25. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hand of those who face you fear, the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hands of the Chaldeans. Verse 26. So I will cast you out, and your mother who bore you, into another country where you were not born. And there you shall die. 27. But to the land to which they desire to return, there they shall not return. 28. Is this man, Coniah, a despised broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure? And why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they do not know? 29. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. 30. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days. For none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah.
你看他这一段的这一段的预言哦，真的很悲惨。
So we see how pitiful this prophecy is.
那个时候，约雅金王还这个事情还没有发生。
So these events has not occurred to King Jehoiakim yet.
他被掳的过程在列王记下的二十四章就有写了。
And so his captivity is recorded in 2 Kings
24章
2 Kings chapter 24 verse 8
他本来是人家说神把他戴在手上当戒指的是有王权的
So he was once a person that was had a signet in his hand
但是神把这个戒指摘下来了
But God removed this
把他交给巴比伦王
and delivered him to the hands of the Babylonians
要被掳到外邦去
And he was to be captive into foreign land
他就死在那里
And he died there.
当时候想要回来的都没机会。
And if he wanted to come back, he did not have a chance to.
他跟他的后代被赶到不认识之地。
And he and his family was put into a land, a foreign land.
约雅敬王行神眼中看为恶的事情。
And King Jehoiakim did evil in the sight of the Lord.
他的父亲所做的事情。
He did what his fathers did.
约雅敬王继续做，做得更彻底，坏得更彻底。
And he did it to a greater degree of evil than his forefathers.
但是29节说，地啊地啊地啊，连续三次。
When verse 29 mentions, O earth, 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 three times.
当听神的话。
Hear the word of the Lord.
这个人，他说算为无子，这个人没有后代的。This
person has no child.
生平不得亨通的。Shall
not prosper in his days.
没有一个人能够再继续坐在大卫的宝座上。And
none of his descendants shall be able to sit at the throne of David.
这个预告约雅敬王他最后的结果。So
here records the result of King Jehoiakim.
所以历代志上第3章17节以后。 他在讲大卫家这个王位的这个系统的时候，就从约雅敬开始，被掳的家谱就记下来了。
And so it records the genealogy of King Jehoiakim in 1 Chronicles chapter 3.
但是其实神真的是有怜悯又有慈爱的。But
God is a merciful and loving God.
在这个当中呢，其实后来出现了所罗巴伯的。And
in the midst of this generation, Zerubbabel.
这个所罗巴伯后来成为再回归到。 带着被掳归回的百姓回到耶路撒冷城来重建圣殿的人。And
so Zerubbabel was a leader that ended up bringing the Israelites back to rebuild the temple.
但是那个时候他已经不是王了。But
at that time,
所罗巴伯只是一个省长。Zerubbabel
was not a king; he was just a governor.
这个王是巴比伦这个波斯王那时候掌权的。
And this king was under, they were under the rule of Persia, the king of Persia.
从这个王的这个历史来看呢、啊、
，So from the history of the kings,
我们现在就再来跳过去看马太福音第一章。
Let us look at the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音一开始就讲主耶稣的家谱。
So in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, records the genealogy of Jesus.
他从亚伯拉罕的后代，大卫的子孙耶稣基督家谱开始写。
And the genealogy starts from the King David,
从亚伯拉罕开始
，started from Abraham.
到了第十二节的地方，就出现了所罗巴伯。
In verse 12 mentions Zerubbabel.
然后之后，这个就是被掳之后归回之后的名字了。
And these are the names that were recorded after the return.
所以在主耶稣基督家谱里面，所罗巴伯这个名字以后的都是被掳之后的。
So starting from
So in
the genealogy of Jesus, Zerubbabel was the beginning of the people of the people that returned from
captivity.
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 3, it also mentions the genealogy of Jesus.
好，那同样的，他也提到了所罗巴伯这个名字。
And in that genealogy, it also mentions Zerubbabel.
但是路加福音记载主耶稣家谱的时候是反过来写。But
when
从约瑟开始，一直往上推。
So in the genealogy recorded in Luke was a reverse, starting from Joseph.
然后他的父亲是谁，这样一直推上去。
And it goes on to talk about who his father was and so on.
第27节的提到亚伯拉罕是所罗巴伯是撒拉铁的儿子。
And so in verse 27 it mentions that Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel.
然后到第31节提到这个大卫出现，拿单是大卫的儿子。
And also in verse 31, the son of Nathan, the son of David.
这个大卫的儿子拿单在第三章历代志上第三章也有。
And this Nathan was also recorded in First Chronicles.
一直推到上面就是38节最后的亚当是神的儿子。
And all the way to verse 38, the son of Adam.
所以主耶稣的家谱，不管是从马太福音或是路加福音来看
，So whether you look at the genealogy in the Gospel of Matthew,
都跟 历代志上的这份家谱有关系的
，and it's all correlated with the genealogy recorded in First Chronicles.
所以所罗巴伯等于是一个转折点。So
Zerubbabel was a turning point in the genealogy.
我们看到特别在讲这个所罗巴伯这个人，其实他的意思就是在巴比伦栽种的。他的名字，这个所罗巴伯意思就是在巴比伦栽种的。So
the name of Zerubbabel means
在巴比伦栽种 plant in.
Planted in Babylon.
In Babylon, 对，就是在巴比伦出生的人呢。
So he was the person that was born.
那所以第三章我们看到这个就是在讲王的这个系统。
So here it mentions the line of the kings.
主耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
And Jesus Christ is a descendant of King David.
所以这个就是神的应许一直实现下来。
So here, there's a
神的应许
the promise of God.
没有神的应许没有消失。
God remained faithful to His promise.
犹大支派要出君王。
And the ruler shall come from the family of Judah.
所以这份家谱我们看到神是信实的。
So we see the faithfulness of God in this genealogy.
好，那现在看回来，再看回来历代志上的第四章。
So let us look, turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章，你就看哦，再讲一次犹大的后代。
So it talks about the sons of Judah.
其实从第四章开始一直到第七章啊。
And starting from verse chapter 7 to
47. 他已经在讲这个雅各以色列这个支派的问题了。
And it talks about the
各支派、啊、
the problems within the tribes.
其实这个在说他们这个敬拜神的这些百姓他们的家谱是什么呢？就是这个时候是敬拜真神的家谱。
And it talks about that these tribes are the ones that worship God.
因为百姓他们进入迦南地以后就建立这个祭司的国度了。
Because once they entered the land of Canaan, they established a priesthood.
他们虽然各支派散居各地啊。
Even though the tribes were spread out,
但是他们仍然照着神所颁布的律法，啊，按着日期固定的到耶路撒冷来守节期。
So each one went to Jerusalem to worship.
然后他们就这样献祭，啊，该怎么做就怎么做，反正律法都有写。
And they did according to what was recorded in the law.
那这一份家谱，我们如果这样子分析，我们就看到它是以耶路撒冷为中心的。
And so we know from this that they
这份家谱的这个那个段落，它的写法就是以耶路撒冷为中心，以耶路撒冷为中心点呢，从犹大开始讲起嘛。这个家谱
，so this generation，
这个家谱它记录的时候，从犹大支派、西缅支派开始讲各支派哈。
And so from Judah and Simeon,
然后他现在一一的要讲每一个支派的家谱。
And they want to talk about the families of each tribe.
那因为耶路撒冷是圣地的所在地。
And so we know that Jerusalem was the holy city.
那掌权的就是犹大支派。
And the tribe that was on control of the city was Judah.
所以现在从圣殿坐落的所在地开始写这个犹大支派。
And so Jerusalem was a focus while writing the genealogy.
那西缅是在犹大支派里面的，被 included.
So Simeon was also included in the tribe of Judah.
这是为什么第四章的时候是讲犹大跟西缅支派。
So in verse chapter 4, it talks about Simeon and Judah.
第五章就讲约旦河东的两个半支派。
And so here, and then and in chapter 5, it mentions the two and a half tribes on the east.Of Jordan River.
所以现在以耶路撒冷为中心，现在开始由西往东讲到东边的这些支派是谁
？So with Jerusalem as a focal point, they moved on eastward to talk about the tribes that live.
那第六章讲利未人
，and so chapter 6 talks about the family of Levi.
第七章就讲约旦河西北方的各支派
，and so starting from chapter 7 talks about the tribes on the east and northeast of Jordan.
那这几章他在讲这个各支派的家谱，其实在强调这些人都是敬拜神的信仰的人。
And when they were recording this genealogy, it has an emphasis that these tribes are the people that worship God.
我们如果看第五章呢
？If you look at chapter five,
第五章在讲这个各支派的时候
，when they were mentioning the tribes,
他现在讲流便支派
，and it mentions the family of Reuben.
我们知道流便本来是长子。本来应该是要得双份的。
So Reuben was the firstborn, and he should have received.
可是五章第一节特别描述为什么流便失去长子名分的原因。
But verse 5 talks about the reason why Reuben lost his birthright.
请读第一节。
In verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel.So that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright.
你看这里特别提到这个流便他所犯的罪。
So here records the sin of Reuben.
每次在谈到以色列家的家谱的时候，都会提到这件事情。
And whenever the Bible mentions about the genealogy of Israel, it always brings up this incident.
因为创世纪的49章就讲一次。
Because it always this incident was also recorded in Genesis chapter 49.
这里再谈一次。
And again, it's brought up here.
就让我们知道说，其实长子的名分本来很重要的，是很在神面前很重要、很尊贵的。
So it tells us that the birthright in the eyes of God is really important.
长子应该得到双份的产业。
And so, if you have the birthright, you are supposed to receive double portion.
得到神加倍的祝福
and receive the even more blessings from God.
那可是流便却让这个福分溜掉了。
But Reuben allowed this blessing to slip away from him.
那所以你今天我们要看到这个长子，本来是长子，竟然不但没有得到福分，而且他那个丑事一直被记录下来。
So not only did he lose his first right, but this incident stayed with him.
我们如果从出埃及记啊，读那个逾越节那时候，神设立这个逾越节的这个条例看来。
And if you look at the laws of when God established the Passover, Exodus.
我们今天在主耶稣里面被拯救的人了。
We are all people that are saved under God.
真的，我们都成为长子。
We are all considered the firstborn.
我们本来都是应该死的人，被杀的。
We were all supposed to die.
可是主耶稣拯救我们以后，我们都活起来了。
But through God's salvation, we are all alive today.
所以这个长子的这个身份很重要的。
So the birthright of the firstborn is very important.
所以为什么希伯来书里面说，这个天上耶路撒冷是这个诸长子所共聚的总会
？And so that's why in Hebrews it mentions that the heaven,
天上耶路撒冷
，the heavenly Jerusalem is
这个。圣民聚集的团体，这是诸长子聚集的总会啊。
It's the council of the firstborn.
这个 congregation， 这是 congregation 是所有的长子。
And the congregation consists of all the firstborn.
所以我们看长子是被拣选的。
So we know that the firstborn is chosen.
被救赎的。
And they are to receive salvation.
那这个，其实我们看到那个创世纪里面看到神特别有这个拣选的主权，对不对？
So we see that in Genesis, God has the authority to choose.
在神所拣选的这个世代里面，都有人当长子的这个身份。
And in the generations that God had chosen, there was always a person that was appointed the firstborn.
那神就把这个福气赐给他。
And God gave the blessing to the firstborn.
然后这个信仰就这样传下来。
And this is how the faith was passed from generation to generation.
但是现在被神拣选的创世纪里面看到了被拣选的通常都不是真的这个出生次序的长子。
And the firstborn that was chosen by God is not necessarily the person that was firstborn.
你看亚伯拉罕他不是他这个父亲的长子。
So if you look at Abraham, he wasn't the firstborn of his father.
以撒不是亚伯拉罕的长子。
Isaac wasn't the
长子是以斯玛利亚。
The firstborn is Ishmael.
但是神拣选以撒。
But God chose Isaac.
以撒的儿子雅各跟以扫。如果照次序，以扫是长子。
From the sons of Isaac, Jacob and Esau was the firstborn.
但是雅各变成长子。
But Jacob later became the firstborn.
你看到了耶西的儿子
，and even to the sons of Jesse.
大卫也不是长子
，David
不是头生的啦。
David was not the first to be born.
但是他最后都变成长子。
But later he was considered the firstborn.
我们就看到这个长子他是被神特别拣选，他不是按照出生次序来排的。
So we know that the firstborn is appointed by God, not through a physical birth.
所以这个你看，这个流便他因为放纵情欲而失落这个长子的名分，我们要引以为鉴戒。
And from because Reuben he defiled his father's bed, he was unable to keep his firstborn rights.
那所以呢，第五章他在讲这个约旦河东这两个半支派啊。
So from chapter 5 it mentions the two and a half tribes eastward of Jordan.
他们都是得了神帮助，特别蒙恩的。这些人
，and these tribes were the tribes that received blessing from God.
五章的第二十节
，chapter five verse 20，
请读二十节。
First Chronicles chapter 5 verse 20， and they were helped against them, and the Hagarites who delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer because they put their trust in Him.
好，那现在跳过去看第25节。
Let us jump to verse 25. And they were unfaithful to God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them.
26节
Verse 26, So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Halah harbor, Hara and the river of Gozan to this day.
你看这两个半支派的人，他们本来得了神的帮助，打仗的时候，哎，他们得胜。
And so these two and a half tribes originally they received the blessing of God, and they God helped them in battle.
因为他们懂得呼求神，依靠神。
Because they knew to cry out to God.
然后神就帮助他们，他们就得胜。
And God heed their prayers, and they receive victory.
那他们这里面的这些人也都是很有能力的，都是大能的勇士。
And so these people were all mighty warriors.
哦，特别在讲这马拉西半支派的人呢。
And especially in the tribe of the people from the tribe of Manasseh.
但是很可惜的，第25节特别说他们得罪神。
But in verse 25, it mentions that they were unfaithful to God.
随从那地的民行邪淫。
And they played the harlot after the gods of the land.
我们就看到这些人的堕落。
So we see the fall of the people.
他们的堕落是来自于这些跟他们住在那里的人的风俗。
And they fell because they conformed to the culture of the land.
他们没办法一直忠心的跟随这个主。
They were unable to remain faithful to
受了这个环境的影响，他们竟然去跟随神要他们所除灭的人的习惯。
And they conform to the people that God had told them to destroy.
所以他们就这样子得罪神了。
And this is how they sinned against God.
得罪神之后，神就激动了亚述王的心来攻打他们。
And because of this, God stirred up the heart of the king of Assyria to attack them.
他们就成为第一批被掳的百姓。
And they became the first group of people that were taken into captive.
就是都还没有巴比伦王都还没来攻打犹大国以前，这些约旦河东的这两个半支派已经被亚述王已经掳走了。
Before the invasion of Babylon, these two tribes, two and a half tribes eastward of Jordan, were already taken into captive.
我们从第五章看到很多道理。
So we see a lot of information recorded in chapter.
我们要懂得珍惜我们这个在主耶稣面前成为长子。 被拣选成为长子这个身份。
So these teachings that are recorded in chapter 5, it reminds us that we must
我们是长子 firstborn. 我们应该得到双倍的福分的。
We are regarded as firstborn and we should receive
有属天的,
blessings from God.
也有属地的。
Blessings in heaven and blessings on earth.
那我们要懂得真的一直忠心的跟随主。 不要被这个世界影响。
And it teaches us to we must remain faithful to and following God and not be influenced by the world.
那我们才能够一直得胜。
And this is the only way we can continue to be victorious.
神是信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
你看他们一求靠神, 神就应允他们的祈求。
When they cried out to God, God heeded their prayers.
神是这么样的值得信靠, 但是人却是这么样的, 不信实。
And we see how reliable God is and how unfaithful man is.
这些外邦的风俗, 有带给他们什么好处吗? 没有, 他们竟然离弃了神, 然后去跟随这个, 那些外邦人的风俗。
And these cultures that did not bring them any benefits, but they neglected God and followed these cultures.
这份家谱写到这里的时候,
so when the genealogy was recorded to the here,
其实就给我们一个提醒,
and it serves as a reminder to us.
今天我们是属神的百姓,
today we belong to God.
我们今天就记得主耶稣基督,
and today through Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们连下去, 这份家谱从所罗巴伯那时候已经连到耶稣基督来了。
So we see the generations that from Zerubbabel to Jesus, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣出生的时候是从约瑟跟玛利亚这样子记在那里而已。
And it records how Jesus was born. Lord Jesus was born of Joseph and Mary.
到了主耶稣基督之后，这个家谱就停在那里了。 没有吗？
And this marks the end of the genealogy of Jesus.
那接下来呢？ 接下来这个家谱是谁的？
So what is the continuation of this genealogy?
接下来的家谱就是从耶稣以后，就是你我我们每一个人，我们的名字在下面继续写下去的。
So the names that follow after Jesus should be you and me.
我们现在请看罗马书第十一章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
我们是因着主耶稣基督得到这个救恩，这个道理经文很多，我们不用翻。
So there are many passages that record that we belong to Jesus.
但是这些经文我们一定要注意。
But this one in particular we should pay more attention to.
罗马书十一章,
the book of Romans chapter 11.
请读第十七节。
Book of Romans chapter 11 verse 17. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree. 18. Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. 19. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. 20. Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. 21. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. 22. Therefore consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you will be cut off.
这里在讲这个野，其实有一些野橄榄的枝子，现在被接在这个好橄榄的树上。
So here we see some branches that were not so good, but they were connected to the roots.
我们今天本来都是外邦人，在神应许亚伯拉罕的租约上，我们都是局外人，都是没有份的。
And according from the promise to Abraham, the covenant, we are all considered Gentiles. We
have 但是今天因着主的怜悯,
but through the mercy of God,
我们真的就像这里所说, 被接上去了,
we are connected to the root.
我们成为神家里的人,
we are now part of the household of God.
现在神应许亚伯拉罕的这些福气, 我们都有份,
the promises that God made to Abraham, we all have part of.
现在我们被接在这个好橄榄树上,
so now we are connected to the root and good branches.
这是这个主耶稣基督这个树上，借着耶稣基督跟神连上关系的，跟亚伯兰的约连上关系的。
And this has a correlation with the promise God made to Abraham.
现在告诉我们第二十节特别说
In verse 20 it mentions
要了解是因为这个肉身的亚伯兰的后裔他们不信，他们被折下来。
And because the descendants of Abraham they did not believe, so they were broken up.
我们是因为信被接上去了。
And because we believed, we are connected to the root.
他说我们不可以自高。
So therefore, we must not be proud.
反要惧怕,
but we must fear.
因为神如果不爱惜原生的原来的枝子，他也不会爱惜你呢。
Because if God does not spare the natural branches, He will not spare you.
因为神向那个跌倒的是不信的，是严厉的。
Because God is His punishment is severe for those who do not believe.
但向这个信的人是有恩慈的。
But there's goodness for those who believe.
只要我们长久在神的恩慈里面。
As long as we remain in His goodness,
我们就一直连在这个家谱上面,
then we will always be connected and written in the genealogy.
否则我们也被砍下来,
or else we will also be cut off.
所以腓立比书二章的第十二节特别说, 我们要用恐惧战惊的态度做成得救的功夫。 腓立比书二章十二节,
So in Philippians,
我们要好好的持守这个救恩呢,
we must grab onto the promise of God.
要用恐惧战惊的态度哦,
we must have this heart of fear.
也就是说我们要了解这个恩典如果没有仔细持守很有可能会失落。
And this the salvation that God has given to us, if we do not hold it carefully, we may end up losing it.
我们可能会被再砍下去，再砍下来了。
We may be cut off.
那砍下来什么意思？
So what does it mean to be cut off?
就是我们的名字到这里为止就没有，底下就没有了。
That means that there will be no more descendants starting from our name.
今天我们在座的有的是第一代的信徒，我们今天来信主。 如果主的拣选，我们今天被接上在这个家谱上。
So many of us are first generation believers, and we are connected to the roots.
从亚当一直写下来。
And we are, and starting from Abraham, the genealogies are recorded.
写到亚伯拉罕，写到大卫，哎，现在写到主耶稣了。
And so the names are written from Abraham now to David to Jesus, Lord Jesus.
到主耶稣之后，就是我们弟兄姐妹，我们在座每一个人的名字的。
And after Lord Jesus mentions, records all our names.
那我们之后呢, 我们的后代呢?
So what about our future generation?
我们的孩子会不会一代一代的在这个家谱上一直有呢?
Will our families and our descendants be part of this genealogy?
这个信仰,这个恩典到这里就为止,就没有。
Or the grace of God ends from our name.
我们一定很希望说这份的家谱一直的写下去,我们的子子孙孙都在这个 这份家谱上面有份的。
So we hope our descendants can, their names can be continued to be written on this genealogy.
我们如果要确定我们是这家谱里面的一份子。
So we must make sure that we are a part of this family.
我们一定要好好的经营我们自己的信仰。
And we must cultivate our faith.
要下功夫来栽培我们的后代。
We must spend the effort to cultivate the faith.
孩子可以学很多很多才艺。
And so that our children, they may have many talents.
但是 孩子不可以没有这份信仰。
But they cannot neglect the importance of faith.
如果没有这份信仰,
If they did not have, do not have.
再有多少才干，这个名字可能写到我们这个名字之后，下面就没有了，就断掉了。
If they do not have the spirit, even though they may have many talents, their names may not.
如果天上没有名字，那地上再多的成就都是归空的。
And if it is in vain to have, if our names are not written in the heaven.
我们现在从这份家谱里面看到。
And so from this genealogy, you can see
敬拜神的这个系统其实要一直延续下去，因为是上面推到亚当。
And this is important for us to continue to worship God.
一直推到我们每一个人身上，我们今天因着耶稣基督都在这个神的约有份。
And we are all part of this covenant of God.
这位神是信实的神。
Because this God, our God is a faithful God.
只要我们愿意真的用心来经营我们的信仰。
As long as we are able to hold on to our faith.
我们今天可能有些人信仰失落，就好像被掳到外邦去一样。
And so some of us, we may be weaker in faith, and it is likened to being taken captive.
但是这个神的恩典够用。
God's grace is sufficient.
神是信实的。
He is faithful.
只要我们不放弃，为他们祷告。
As long as we do not give up and we continue to pray.
我们相信我们这个家谱的名字可以继续写下去。
And we believe that our descendants will also be recorded.
今天有人贪爱世界。
And some today may love
我们的子孙呢、啊？我们自己的子孙呢、啊？贪爱世界，从教会消失了。
And they may love the world and disappear from the church.
有人跑到其他教会去了。
And some of them may go to another church.
他们看不到真实教会的好处。
They're unable to see the goodness of the true
church. 不知道在神的这个救恩的系统里面，真教会是多重要。
They do not see how important the true church is in God's eyes.
被蒙骗跑到别的地方去。
And they have been led astray.
我们要祷告，求信实的神把这些人带回来。
We must pray to God, and He is faithful to bring the people back.
让我们家谱的这个名字能够一代一代继续下去。
So our descendants may be written.
真耶稣教会从1917年开始到现在快100年了。
So Jesus Church established in 1917 is almost 100 years.
我们现在看到最老的是第六代的信徒。
So the
已经传六代了。
Oldest generation, the members are sixth generation believers.
但是如果从中国1917年开始的话，现在应该已经第七代。
But if,
如果还留着的时候。
But if you have members that kept their faith starting from the establishment in 1917, this should be the seventh generation.
我们没有统计过，但是我们不知道有多少的从一开始信主的那些信徒，他们一代一代的子孙名字都继续在这个家谱上。
There's not a physical recording, but there may be people members that were starting from the first generation all the way to now.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们自己想一想看。
So let us think about this.
在我们周遭当中，其实有很多人的家谱已经停止了。
Many genealogies they have, there's no more names written.
我们是不是应当再一次的发起一份这样子求告神的心
？So should we have this heart to cry out to our
Lord? 让这份家谱能够继续下来。
So we may have
这一份家谱还没有完成。
Because this is an incomplete genealogy.
因为这份家谱一直要到主耶稣再来的时候才是真的完结束。
Because this genealogy concludes when Lord Jesus comes again.
愿我们都能够继续来写这份家谱。
And we hope that everyone can continue to write this genealogy.
一起来唱诗。